guys. This is One Down, Five Up. I'm happy. Welcome back. This is going to kick off our trio of holiday episodes.
I was wondering why it did not sound right. It was because I didn't have my other headphone on. So, hi, I'm Kyle. I'm here.
God, you constantly screw up every single time.
I don't know what's going on.
Kyle.
I was like, why am I? I can hear him. And it's like crazy. I just take one headphone off.
All right, shut up. Let this jackass next to me introduce himself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Joe. Feeling a little extra festive today for motorcycle podcast.
Festive? That's kind of funny.
Yep.
You want to know what the first holiday we're talking about is?
What?
Festivus for the rest of us.
That's funny. Yep.
Do you even know what Festivus is?
Nope.
No idea.
Not even a little bit.
Never watched an episode of Seinfeld.
Sign who?
Seinfeld.
Bruh.
I've seen Garfield. Is that like something?
Seen Garfield.
Kyle, pick me up. I know you.
When I was like four, I think my mom had it on the TV.
Four.
Yeah. It was seriously the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was probably four or five.
Come on.
He sent me a video and I watched it. I didn't give you my honest opinion on it.
What is your honest opinion?
It was pretty boring.
Your face is pretty boring.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is there's a reason why the show's not on air anymore. Because all the people are still alive, aren't they?
Yeah, they went out on top. They kicked ass and they freaking took names and they made boatloads of money.
Okay. All right, man.
Festivus, the rest of us. No idea. Frank Costanza. Okay. Vince's own holiday because he gets sick of the marketing.
Matter of fact, all the people, they haven't even been in anything in the last 20 years.
Well, to be honest, I watched the video. Did you watch the video at least?
Nope.
Okay. No. I watched the video. I understand what it's about. But long story short, before he makes it all complicated, it is about this guy who doesn't like Christmas and he basically makes up this special holiday, which is instead of like being thankful for stuff, they sit down at the dinner table and like talk about things or gripes or things they have wrong.
It's the airing of grievances.
There you go. And then instead feats of a Christmas strength, tree, they put up a
aluminum pole.
Aluminum pole. And I didn't get the feats of strength thing. Did they ever do it?
Nah, because George is a little bitch.
Oh, well.
But basically, they wrestle, okay, and they have to pin them, and Festivus isn't over until Frank Costanza gets pinned by George, and George cries, and yada, yada, yada. But the fact is, I just wanted to say, I thought it was funny.
I watched it, but it was just, you know, it was whatever.
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't even have to watch it. I knew that's what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I had the same effect, and I didn't even have to watch it, see?
Well, then, I guess this episode's over.
Yep. The Festivus for the rest of us. Woo!
What? Are you feeling spicy today because you're not getting clowned on?
Nope, because I got a cut on, buddy. Shiga shiga boom boom. I got your vest on.
Bring it back. I brought it back.
Is it only called a cut if it has a motorcycle patch on it? Or is it?
It is only called a cut.
Oh, then it's not a cut. I don't want to get portrayed. It is just a vest right now then.
If it was a cut, you wouldn't be wearing it. Right?
I'm fully aware. It is just a motorcycle vest at this point.
Okay.
Anyways. Joe's over there going.
Yeah. I just want to reiterate back again. It is just a vest.
I mean, it's a nice vest.
Hold on. Everybody can see the back.
You have to move over to the right a little.
Oh. You don't have to do all this because, once again, you wouldn't be wearing it.
How do you know?
Because he wouldn't let
you. I'm a cool guy.
No. That's nothing about me. Cool. That's nothing about me.
Maybe I had my own. Maybe I was in my own club. Maybe I was in my own club.
Anyways.
I'm cool.
Area of grievances.
What the f***?
You know what? I didn't drop an F-bomb last time.
No, you didn't.
I was actually pretty good.
I got my finger on the button. I'm scared.
High five. I'm good.
Okay.
Fuck.
Dang it.
Hey, Happy, are you going to get one of those lone wolf patches for the back of this one?
Never.
Why not?
Because.
You should.
Okay, Aaron Grievances, you want that right there, the lone wolf patch. I need a patch that says I'm a lone wolf.
You do, so that no other wolves get near you.
That's
they don't know. If you don't put a patch, how are they going to know?
Because you're usually just ratty-tatty, just homeless-looking. And
that's you. Yep.
I am not homeless-looking. Only in one video did I look homeless. That was the Harley Davidson video.
Homeless happy.
Homeless happy. No. Aaron Grievances. No. The lone wolf patch is a grievance.
Okay. I could see where that could get a little bit on someone's nerves.
It's just like, come on. Just ride your ride and just, you don't want to feel... I shouldn't have to brand myself as in I'm a lone wolf.
Maybe. I'm just going out there. Maybe they put the lone wolf patch on there because they want someone to ask them to ride.
No, because like, I'm a no club. No, lone wolf, no might, club. But the funny might. Thing is, if you have more than one person wearing that.
They're in a club.
They're in a club.
Maybe it's just a persona and they're waiting for you to break through that shell so you can become their friend.
No. That's definitely not the case at all.
Well, not with that kind of attitude. No, sir, it's not.
I bet when two lone wolves go to a meetup and then they both see each other, they're like,
I wonder who leaves. Yeah, so does one actually leave?
There has to
Who's
be
the
alpha.
Actual lone wolf?
There has leaves. To be an alpha.
Oh, we're looking for the sound effect.
You're last.
Not the right sound effect I was going for, but no. Okay, there's my first Aaron the Grievances, the lone wolf. What about you, Joe? You got any Aaron the Grievances?
What about for the dealership? Do you have any dealerships?
No, sir. No, sir. I enjoy the dealership. I come to the dealership to get away from any festivus for the rest of the stuff that I have going on in my life.
So you're talking about home. So what are your grievances about home?
Oh. No, I mean, I probably the same grievances that you do now that you have 85 kids at your house.
No.
Because by the time this thing airs, you're going to have 4 kids, 5 dogs, 3 cats.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
So many bombs.
I don't have half the festivus for the rest of us like you do.
No. So you mean to tell me everything's
peachy
keen?
But at your house, it's like...
Oh, yeah. It's like that when I walk through the door. Well, no, I got to run things there. That's why.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why. Yep.
Is there a bullshit button on there?
Yep.
Oh, wait. What the...
No, you can say bullshit.
Yeah, I think the escort's allowed on national TV.
Yeah, it is.
Bruh.
All right, so you have no grievances. That's BS. I know there's grievances.
It's not called BS anymore. It's called CAP.
CAP?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, whenever you're like, if it's a lie or not a lie, if it's a lie, you say CAP. If it's not a lie, no CAP. Yep.
No CAP?
Yep. This is right there when you get, first of all, you're not going to be on the electric motorcycle train, and you're not going to be on the sling train. See?
The sling train?
That is why you're going to be left behind.
But you're going to be on the motorcycle train.
I'm going to be on the electric motorcycle train.
Oh, my God. Gotcha.
And I'm going to be on the sling train.
What are you
doing? You know, there was a time I used to actually be on a sling train.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was
I used to be the cool dad. With my stepdaughters, I was the young, cool dad. I mean, I was like, hey, cool. It was just like, and then at one point,
And then Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Hey.
That hasn't happened since 1996.
Exactly. And that's when you were a cool dad.
I was not dad. I was 15. I hope I got it. I was not dad.
Yeah, cool. I was 3. So go ahead.
All right. I'm still saying that. I know grievance you have. What? But I'll bring it back. I ain't
is it family related?
No, she might call.
She might.
No. It is the permission slip.
I do. I mean that.
Hold on. That was a big sigh.
Yeah, just because.
What? Explain to us. What do I mean by the permission slip?
Just tell us.
It's basically, you know. And this isn't saying anything bad about a customer or anyone coming into the store because we appreciate everyone that comes in. And we get they have stuff going on, but it's when they come in and say, I got to talk to the wife before I can buy a motorcycle. Or I can buy the exhaust, or before I can buy 2 new tires for my motorcycle that keep me alive. You know, those things that you have to talk to the wife.
It's not like they've gone 3 hours.
We spend some time with the customers, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and then it's, you know, oh, I got to talk to the wife.
Get the deal all wrapped up, package. Here you go.
Yeah, everything they want.
I don't mind that so much, except when it's like, hey, if you get me to this point, what do you think your wife would be comfortable with? Okay, it's this payment. I bust my ass to get them to that payment that they say that they'll be good. And they're like, yeah, so I gotta go. It's like, you're in a dealership. Yeah. You want a motorcycle. Yeah. Your wife knows you want a motorcycle. Yeah. How, why should you know you want a motorcycle? Because I'm taking a motorcycle course, or because I already have a motorcycle, or because mine's like ancient and it's breaking down, and so on and so forth. Okay, so all this is out there. And you still got... I'm confused. That's
so I'm cool. I'm not... This is not what I'm saying. I get your wife has to be a part of the... I agree. I want her to be there. I want her to sit on it. I want her to love it. Because if she likes it, then that means she's going to... You'll ride it more. She'll be happy. She'll help you buy accessories. She'll be part of the process. Want her there. But why not bring her with her, with you? You know what I'm saying? Why leave her at the house and then you have to go home and talk about it? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't. I'll agree with that. Okay.
Yeah. I want her there. I want her, you know, I want to meet her. I want her to know that the people that are going to take care of you on your motorcycle, you know, one face to a name, like I want her there.
I just, want her
hey,
there.
Joe, talk to me about this motorcycle. Here's the payment. Can I buy it? Yeah. That's not the.
Oh, no. I love when customers go, you have to get past my wife. I was like, bring her here.
Yeah.
And they're like, you don't know my wife. It's like, you're right. I don't know your wife.
I'm married. Yeah, right.
I'm married. I have a wife. Yeah. Okay. I had to overcome these obstacles myself at one point.
Oh, sorry. Married. Have a wife. And what else?
Obstacles.
Okay. Continue.
And I do this all the time. I talk to, and wives end up usually loving me. I will say that.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
They do.
I'm not. Okay.
They
do. Because you're happy.
It's because I'm happy. Like, yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
I would much rather, I think some people use that as just as like a scapegoat because they feel like, hey, I need to sleep on her. Hey, I need some time to think about that. And I'm cool with that. I get that. Not to make a decision right now. Just tell us that. Don't tell us, hey, I need to go talk to wife, because we've actually called customers out, like, you know, if the wife's there and they're like, hey, they said they needed to talk to you before they bought this, and the wife be like, yeah, they don't need to
I love that. That was awesome.
They can buy it right now if they want to, because the wife knows that it's really what they want, or it's really, you know, they've already talked about it. Why is the customer acting like that? Like, what are you doing? Like, basically what the wife looks like is, what are you doing?
So what you're saying is they don't need to talk to the wife. They actually just need to. They're just using the wife as an excuse.
Yeah, just be honest with us. We're people just like you are. We get it. If you need to think about it, or maybe you need to go over your finances and make sure this payment's going to work with your budget, I get it. We all have bills. We all have things. Just be honest with us, so at least we can work with you, so that if it is a bill subject, then we can work with you, you know?
That makes sense. I like that.
Yeah.
Honesty.
Yep, honesty.
It's what makes the world go round.
And we believe it here. You know, we try to be as honest and transparent as possible, so... that if you have any issues, you feel comfortable coming back.
He didn't know he was doing it, but he basically just gave a gripe about his job in a way.
What?
Yeah, no. That's why I do best. That's why I do best. I get stuff out of people. Oh, all right. Yeah. Kyle.
Yeah.
We haven't talked to you about any of your grievances. Give me a grievance about the motorcycle community. Dealership. Work in a dealership.
Okay, I'd say for motorcycles, I get tired of people acting like they can ride super great and all that. It's more like a fake people. Like
fake people?
Like, as in, like, somebody will come up and be like, yeah, man, I've been riding for a while. Or they act like they're really good at, you know, for me, they're really good at doing wheelies. Or they're, you know, they act like they're super cool. Or they want to show me their bike and everything. And then I see them get on their bike and they absolutely suck. They're just absolutely terrible. I get times where, like, mainly like wheelie oriented, but like people would be like, yeah, man, I see you doing wheelies. Check me out. I'm like, okay. And then I watch them. I'm like, bro, no. I'll help you, but it's just like trying to
just know
it.
Who you are. Just know.
Yeah.
It's just basically
like if somebody came out to me and be like, yeah, man, I'm trying to do wheelies. I'm trying to do this. Yeah.
You have any tips?
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, man. But when people come up to me and they're like, yeah, bro, I see you killing it. Check me out or something like that. I it's like a fake people thing. And then for like work, because I was thinking about it earlier, I actually made a video at Baker American Cycles about it. People love to walk in front of my shot. Like literally there will be a camera right in the center of everything, the walkway, everything. And there's a easy path behind it. Just super easy. You could see which way the camera's pointing and everything. And the customer, or really not even the customer sometimes it's the actual employees, will just walk right in between. And I'm like,
I've never done that to you.
No, I'm not calling you out.
No, that's such bullshit I've done to you. But I do it on purpose to just mess you up.
Yeah, but in a way, you make it fun and everything like that. True. You know? I see you passing by, and I'm like, what's up?
Shiga, shiga, boom, boom.
That's so, never going to get old.
I see that made it to the next episode. That's good.
Oh, that's going on to every episode. That's going to be a standard. That's like this button.
I've changed stuff. What do you want?
You changed stuff. I wanted the bleep button.
Oh.
Like that? Oh, can we switch the... Where's that?
Which one before...
I need the shiggy boom boom.
Shiggy boom boom. Okay, it's right here.
Okay. So if I want to say...
Shiggy shiggy boom boom.
It's the F word. I think I want to do that.
Yeah, but it won't... Like, I can talk over this.
Oh, dang. Okay, yeah. So that's not the bleep out type thing.
Yeah, it's not the bleep out thing.
All right, well, I guess you're... We're
a motorbike.
Should have added that.
Hold on, what? No, don't add that. Okay.
All right, I added something for this episode. So, I just added it. I haven't even heard it, but I was hoping that it would be good for like the wives, you know. That's not
that,
it.
Wow, what a fail. Failed.
What the heck?
My grievances that.
Work. Okay, sorry. Go, guys.
Okay, but anyways, so you're saying is. Being able to try and represent more than what your capabilities are. So if you like saying like I'm an experienced rider and you've only ridden 1,000 miles a year, that's a
boy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't got a lot of it lately, okay. But I've got some of it before where I don't know. You know, people just like know where you're at, and when you fake it, I'm gonna figure it out as soon as I watch or as soon as I see or whatever. And I mean, I haven't had it in a good while, so I guess it's kind of a weird grievance. But at the same time, I don't have much grievances, so that's really the one thing I thought about.
Must be nice to have a perfect life, Kyle.
Well, what about you? Did you? You know,
I mean, I got grievances. I mean, it's just I don't know. I got triggers, I think, more than grievances.
Like pet peeves, almost.
Pet peeves. I mean, it's more like. I'm all about faking it until you make it. I'm all about, like, number one rule of life, act confident type thing. Mm. Okay, but at the same time, don't be an ultimate douche.
Mm.
Don't misrepresent.
Figured it out. I figured it out. This is what I was trying to get. Or the wives whipping the you know, husbands. I was trying to get
That's cool. We'll probably piss off some people with that. Yeah. High five. Love it. All right.
We touched. I don't know.
You probably know more of my grievances working around here than...
Like, if you touch your ribs?
Oh, don't do that. That's not a grievance. That's just... I'll swing. Don't. I will swing. I will tear apart this... this podcast. We're down back. You
know. So he's holding the mic in his hand.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to be able to see both your hands now at the same time.
I'm not doing it, dude. I literally, like... I'm not trying to get hit, punched.
I will say it is nice being back at our battleship versus Baker. It was nice being up at Baker, but I like our table better.
I don't know. I kind of like that we were sitting higher now. I don't know. I like at first I didn't like it, but now I do like it.
Nah, I felt like we were too high.
I don't know.
Oh, hey, one thing that has happened since the last episode. We didn't talk about it in the last episode, but we now have.
Oh, yeah. If you actually watch our.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. If you watch our podcast on YouTube, you can see that we have stickers. One down, five up stickers.
Anybody who wants one, just leave a comment and I'll send it to you free of charge.
Boom.
We got it. Yep. We'll get our name out there, but you have to represent it in a good way.
So leave a comment.
Yep.
In YouTube.
Wherever
Apple, anything.
Kyle will monitor the comments, right? You monitor the comments.
Yep. Instagram, yep. Facebook.
He'll let me know, and then I will mail you a
sticker. Then we'll reach out to you, get your address.
Yeah, I'll mail it to you.
To make it the easiest, literally just go on our Instagram and just comment or DM me, whatever. I mean, I'd probably...
No, I want a comment. Let's make it public. So that way, how about, can I say, let's share it to someone?
Yeah, and then that's fine.
Share it to someone in the comments?
You share the podcast some way, and then... I'll DM you on whatever.
Okay. Yep.
Sounds good.
That's fair.
See, that's
we're figuring this out while we're doing it.
Nice job, Joe.
Yep.
There you go.
You know.
I mean.
I'm almost like the marketer of podcasts. I mean, that's what I do.
It's kind of like what you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm like the marketer of this thing, man. I'm not actually the face, but I didn't want to say that, but you know.
You're whatever. The face.
It's whatever. I know you're the host and all, but people really.
You're the face. Here. Just they like come. You're the face of Battleship, right?
They come here for me.
They come here for you.
Yep. They say they're here for you, but they're really here for me. It's evident. Sugar, sugar, boom, boom.
Nailed it. We're having too much fun with this.
What can I say?
Everybody listening on their way to work, on, you know, home, whatever it is, they're going, will they stop with the shiga shiga boom?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is going to be a ongoing thing for now until I can't imagine us ever being old. So, I mean, that's probably going to be a grievance of Joe's next year is that we're still hearing about the shiga shiga boom boom. But
he was singing in between the last one. I was like, oh, but he stopped.
I got grievous. It's my parts. People, they're just, I can't get parts for them.
Oh, when they're upset at you and you don't have they're anything to do me. With it?
I mean, I understand. And then I love our reps. They're awesome. But it's like, hey, it's the world we're in. It's like, I got it. I need, like, there's got to be someone that is tracking these parts. Someone that's got an actual, like.
Yeah, because we had a customer. It wasn't, I mean, he wasn't upset, but he came in and it was kind of like, hey, I want to, you know, I want to cancel my order. It's been out there for a couple months. I just want my money back now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? People have their money tied up in this stuff, and they're not getting it. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to take prepayment for special orders because we don't want to be stuck with this stuff that's, you know, one-off, that we'll never, you know, that most people wouldn't buy, that, you know, this mm-hmm. one-off stuff. So, I mean, this money, people have their stuff, money tied up in this stuff, and...
And I understand that. I mean, I want to see what my money's going towards. Yeah. I really do. And it's not in agreements with the customers. It's just that there's someone that knows where those handlebars are. There's someone that knows where that damn bike is at in the production.
For sure. I don't even like buying stuff on Amazon knowing it's going to come 2 days later, let alone I can't imagine buying something that knows it's going to come 3 months later. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. If we're lucky, we still have some pre-solds out there.
Yeah.
What is the list that you saw the other day for pre-solds?
Yeah, so we recently, the bike came in the last 2 weeks, but the customer ordered it in May.
Mm.
That's 7 months, Joe.
Yeah.
Seven.
I'm not going to press it seven times.
I hope not. And I can understand, but I'm scared that people are going to start like, you know, my mind's changed. Please don't do that, customers. We love you.
Yeah, and I mean, we want to see you fill this thing through, but I mean, I get why you're aggravated. I get why you're upset.
I understand that it's the industry in general, but someone talked about this with Kate. Mm-hmm. She's saying that the chips are available. She's saying that
people are just hoarding them.
They're hoarding. Like, come on. When
it's kind of like the toilet paper issue. I mean, the toilet paper, no more toilet paper is being used, right?
No.
People are still pooping just as much as they were the year before, but yet there was no toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
It's because people were hoarding the toilet paper.
So, well, basically,
when hits the fan.
Yeah, literally. And people were holding it.
Come on, man.
I mean, I remember going home and Kim would have like six or four.
She's a hoarder?
She wasn't a hoarder like whole room full, but because it was there was none, so when there was some, she was going to buy as much as they would let her buy because she didn't want to be the one without.
You know what? My hippie dippy wife.
Yeah.
She buys this bamboo like toilet paper.
Like leaves and stuff?
Yeah, No. Like it's like made out of bamboo. It's like some kind of like
elephant ear. They use the elephant ear stuff.
Yeah, like definitely. It's got that nice waxy cotton like film. So it just gets, it's really bad because it doesn't get it all off. But seriously, no. Yeah. But she gets bamboo stuff. So when all the toilet paper was happening,
nobody wanted the bamboo
wanted the bamboo stuff. I don't know why. So we had toilet paper.
Is it more expensive or something?
I don't know. She buys it.
Oh, yeah. Bamboo. Yeah, really? I mean, it's made out of bamboo. Of course, it's going to be more expensive.
That's what I would think.
Look, I felt bad because some panda wasn't getting its food, okay? So, but, no, I mean, it's just, that is, and I understand, but, I mean, we're coming on 2 years right now, right, for the pandemic.
Yep.
And I understand that things, when is it? COVID's on uprise because of the holidays right now. COVID's on downrise because, you know, people are masking. I don't believe anyone anymore. But the fact is that someone knows where my handlebars are.
Yeah, what aggravates me is not the fact that we aren't getting the stuff. It aggravates me is that we're one of the top dealers in North Carolina. Why are we not getting stuff?
Right.
The dealership that sells two or three a month every month of the year, even in the peak months. Yeah, I could care less if they get inventory, right? Because, I mean, they don't really need, they're only going to sell two or three, right?
Right.
So, but yet we're still one of the top dealers and we're not getting the inventory like we deserve.
Yeah, and then you have to try to, hey, you want to get rid of one of those?
Yeah, of course they don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, the deals, though. I thought you were talking about calling customers to try to get them to trade in bikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dealers, even if you try to, you know, a customer will call us and be like, hey, I see blah, blah, blah has it. Yeah, they have it, but they're not, one, they're not going to give it to you, and two, they're charging such a premium for it that it's...
It's not beneficial.
It's not beneficial. I mean, even though it's hard to get, we're still running deals on stuff like... We sold a Roadmaster. You know, if you buy any new heavyweight, if you pre-order a heavyweight with us, we're giving you a
stage one
kit with it. So I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, we're not charging. I mean, we get, they're hard to get, but there's still discounts to be had.
I mean,
try to earn your business.
Yeah, a lot of people right now are like, "Ooh, pandemic! We could take advantage of the fact that nobody can get stuff and everybody wants it so bad," and then they just jack up the prices like stupid expensive. Or
no, that's not even us.
Yeah, I've seen it in like. You know, the car and vehicle, truck, whatever world where it's like they're jacking up prices. My dad right now is looking for a new work truck, and he's talking about if he orders it, he will get it at MSRP. But then if he, like, if they order it, they get the truck, and he wants the truck after they get it at the dealership, apparently, from what he's been told, it'd be a whole different price because they're going to add all these fees or whatever they're going to do to make it make more money because they only get so many sales a month because they can only get so much a month.
I get paying MSRP. I get it. That is the manufacturer suggested retail. I get it. We're in the dealership world. I get it. But charging $10,000 over like they're doing it in cars.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, I mean, these people still have to, what happens in 5 years when these people are 2 or 3 years when they're trying to trade and they're upside down and they can't because.
Well, what happens in 3 years when the whole pandemic thing is hopefully going to be well over and then somebody that paid 10 grand extra on their truck is going to be like, well, dang, you know, like.
Well, the trading value, I mean, because if
oh, it's crazy
it goes
right
into
now.
The fact of. We're trying to build that experience so that way you're not just buying a Indian from us or a motorcycle
that's
from us.
That's my Festivus for the rest of it. It's the other dealers that are making all the rest of the dealers look bad. Even in car world. Because, you know, you would think that car world would be different from motorcycle world, but that thing trickles down to the motorcycle world. You know, they have the same, you know, it gets trickled down to us as well as, you know, just the whole stigma. And we're not like that. You know, we're not like pressure, car sale. We are. No. Come in the store, find the bike you want, relaxed. Hey, we're here to have a good time. We're not like, you know.
No, like I've said in past episodes, my whole goal is not to just sell you a bike.
Yeah.
Is to sell you the right bike for you. So that way you feel like you had the whole experience that you're like, I didn't even think about that bike, but that bike fits me way better.
Yeah, we might have the bike that you want or you think you want on the showroom, but the bike that actually fit for you, be the bike for you, you have to pre-order. We're still going to try to push you towards the pre-order because it's the bike for you. We want to sell you the bike on the showroom floor because it's the right now thing, but we're trying to do what's best for you.
Right. What you got?
I just thought of another grievance, actually.
What's that?
So I don't know if I don't think it happens down here as much. I know it probably does, but us being nice and everything, and I say us, I'm really photo dude, so not as much. But for the dealerships, we close at a specific time. If you guys get what I get in Fayetteville at, like, especially Vicker Motorsports, I mean, if any of them are listening, oh, they'll know. Because basically what happens is especially on Saturday.
2 o'clock on Saturday.
On Saturday, they'll close at 3, 4, whatever it is. I thought it was 4, but maybe it's 3. But every time that they see all the ATVs, side-by-sides, whatever it is that's outside being, like, moved inside to close – like, people are driving by going, huh? Those move? They're not just for day. Oh, let's pull in. And, like, no lie, there will be so many people inside, which is awesome.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they don't close. They stay open a lot of times.
Yeah, like, if a customer comes in at 2:59, we close at 3 on Saturdays. They come in at 2:59, I don't care. Like that. Yeah. Or even if they come in at 4 and we're still working because the customer's here, we're still going to give that customer the experience if we came in at noon.
We're not going to put over the intercom.
No.
Closing in 30 minutes.
No.
That's so stupid. I hate that.
I would say if you are coming to just look and just coming to shop and you're not, you really don't have any intention to buy, come at 2:30.
I get that, but what if they didn't know they had intentions to buy and then therefore.
Well, we get that.
Well, then they got to come back again.
Hey, look. No.
Hopefully they got an electric vehicle.
You know, not every dealership has a Happy that's going to make them feel warm and comfortable, that's going to be ready to buy.
Yeah.
What aggravates me is when I go to places, and because I work late, I work till 6, you know, and I try to close the store, get out the door sometimes at 7, I get there at 7:30, and they close at 8, and they're looking at me like, hurry up and get out the door. Yeah,
and that's what I've got with all the, you know, previous Black Friday shopping that I did, or shopping that I did to go out and buy Christmas presents for people, whatever. I literally remember I went to Five Below, and they put over the intercom, we close in 10 minutes, and it's like, man, give me a second. I'm almost out of here, which like, I get it, but
it does make me feel bad for every car deal I ever did at the end of the night. It was just like, and drug on.
People say sorry to me all the time when we're here at like 8 o'clock.
I don't mind.
Don't feel sorry. Be happy. Yeah. You're buying a bike. I do not care. It does not matter to me. I am happy if I'm here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I love it. Means you're happy. You're getting a good experience, hopefully. Yeah,
I'm okay.
Where I was wondering if you guys were like, oh, man.
No.
But I know at Baker Motorsports, there is like so many people that it gets stupid busy like around that time. And it's like, oh,
sorry. There's two waves, right? There's one at like 11. Right? Yep.
Yeah.
And then the 2 o'clock.
2 or 3 o'clock wave. It happens. It just is.
It's just normal.
Yeah. Wilmington does not wake up until 10:30.
Okay.
Like everyone gets up.
Yeah. We used to do like bikers breakfast in the morning, right? And I was just feeding Happy all the time. That's basically what I was doing because nobody would be here.
Nobody. And yeah, all the donuts. Feeding Happy. Is that why we don't get donuts anymore?
Yeah, because I'm not just going to buy donuts for you. You can buy your own donuts.
You ass. There's a grievance. I don't get my donuts anymore. I wondered. I thought it was just you being cheap.
Yeah, you can buy your own donuts.
I thought you were being cheap.
I am. You can buy your own donuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If no, I'm do it for the customers. I don't mind doing it for them. I'm happy to do it for them. But to buy donuts for you, you can buy your own donuts, man.
Bruh.
Yeah. Bruh. Bruh, bruh.
No. Shake it, shake it, boom, boom.
Yep. No cap.
I was wondering why. Okay. Maybe next time tell us that when you're making, like, you know, breakfast changes.
What breakfast? We haven't had donuts in like 6 months.
Oh, it's been way longer than that, bro.
Look, I don't know if I'd put him in charge of food. The last time he went to go get food, he didn't come back. He ran out of gas.
You want to know who you never get put in charge of food? This happened to me today, okay?
Oh, no.
You've met Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Bruce?
I guess.
He does our detail. He's our detail guy.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I've seen him, but I've been like, hey, what's up?
And super good guy. Like, probably one of the best detail guys.
One nicest guy. Shout out to him.
Like, if you need your bike detailed, definitely look.
To be fair, yeah, I don't come down here. He's that guy.
Okay, well, like Joe was saying, Bruce is amazing. Like, he did this.
How did he do on your bike?
He hasn't touched my bike yet.
We like it. Yeah, we actually like Bruce. We actually like him. So we don't make him wash Happy stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I knew that was the test before.
But after today.
Uh-oh.
What the?
What's going on?
They're my Tiger.
What are you doing? Why do you have Tiger shoes on?
Because there were the Tiger rescue vans.
What the heck are those?
What are those? They're the Vans special edition that was the Tiger Rescue.
Like the Tiger King edition.
No!
The Joe Erotica over here.
No, oh my God. Why is everyone saying that? I've never even seen a super show.
You're wearing their shoes.
I like Tigers. You should
at least, that's the Festivus for the rest of us. Me right now is them damn shoes.
You're hating on my shoes?
Yes.
My shoes are amazing.
Hey, he can't hate on your jacket.
No, because it's my jacket. It's my nice.
Well, if you want to step, let's step.
It would be the feats of strength.
Yeah, well, I mean, I still don't even know what you're talking about because I haven't seen that. But oh, my God. Though it caught my eye.
Uncultured swine.
Yeah, it caught my eye. Those are the most hideous shoes I've ever seen.
These are freaking awesome. They're Tiger shoes. They're awesome.
You can say Tiger shoes over and over again. It does not change the fact of what they are.
They're amazing. I see some of the shoes. You come up in here in Crocs and you're freaking, what, hey, dudes?
Crocs and hey, dudes are comfortable. They're for comfort.
I don't know. Crocs might be below those Tiger shoes.
Thank you. If my Crocs, or his Crocs rate higher than my Tiger Vans, I'm out. I'm done.
I have feet issues, man. That's rude. That's mean.
You're making Crocs fun of my shoes.
I'm not making fun of your shoes because you have problems walking in them. They're Tiger shoes. I have problems. My feet hurt, so I wear Crocs
Maybe
sometimes.
He runs faster when he puts them on.
Yeah.
Who? Running?
I have gout.
Joe running?
I'm talking about you with your Tiger
shoes. Me running? Yeah. I gave up running years ago, bro. Like, you know, that was a military thing. That's just not what we're doing anymore, okay? Which is probably something I should do, but
I've never seen you wear those before.
I wore them, actually, when we were up in Baker American Cycles, I wore these shoes.
What?
No shot.
You can actually see him in the store you can actually see him underneath the table.
I wish I would have saw him then.
Well, you didn't.
All right, back to the grievances.
I don't know where we are.
Festivus for the rest of us.
I don't even know what happened. We were talking about something completely. You know what? You threw trap.
Look, I'm not the one wearing Tiger King shoes, okay? That's you, bro. I'm surprised you're not wearing a shirt that says Free Joe Erotica.
I don't know who that is.
That's the dude. That's the Tiger King.
That's the Tiger King dude. Yeah, it's like a whole show.
Like, get with it. Like, you capping, bro. Like, you're not even on the slang because Joe Erotica is part of the new wave with electric motorcycles.
I'm pretty sure Joe Erotica and Tiger King went out like a year and a half ago.
No, there's coming a new season.
There's a second season? Really? I thought he was in jail.
There's a second season.
I thought he was in jail.
Just came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yep. I thought he was in jail.
He is in jail.
Then how the hell is there a second season?
Trump was supposed to pardon him, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I didn't watch the new season. I thought you would watch them, because you have the shoes on.
Okay, we're done with this one. I don't know what I was going to say at all before Joe went off on my freaking Tiger King. Not Tiger. Damn it, you!
See there? See what I did? Oh. See what I did there? I rented space up there. That's what I did. I rented some space up there. Yep. Yeah. Ha ha. Ha ha. Play some more of the booyah-ya stuff. I don't care.
Booyah-ya.
No, it's not.
What, I don't even know what I said.
Hold on.
Shiga shiga boom boom. Yeah, play some more of the shiga shiga boom boom. Play some more of that.
Have to be over. I wanna do.
Nope.
I don't even know what song that is.
It's not for rent.
What song is this?
That's that, I don't want to wait for my life to be over.
And that's some Fiona Apple shit.
I don't know the song.
Who's Fiona Apple?
I don't know.
Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole. It's like a Christmas special.
I don't know. I mean, speaking of which, let's just end this thing, okay?
All right, because cool. Great.
Get on to the rest of our.
So Festivus for the rest of us. If any of y'all have any motorcycle grievances, I'd like to know them. In the comments.
Yeah, let us know about the motorcycle.
Yeah, what do you have? Maybe if it's riding, what other riders do, what they don't do.
I mean, it could be cars that cut you off and don't pay attention at all to motorcycles anymore.
Paula Cole.
Thank you for that awesome plug. Oh, my God. Anyways, please leave us comments in our Instagram and our Facebook and YouTube, anything like that, saying that, hey, I got a grievance. When freaking Big Mouth Joe talks about your damn Vans shoes are awesome, there's a grievance.
But the one good thing that Joe did say is if you guys want stickers to
hit us up. Oh, yes.
Let me ask you a question before we end this.
Ooh.
Why do you think they made Tiger Rescue shoes? Do you think they made them because they really, I mean, all of a sudden Tiger Rescue is popular?
You know there's a Tiger Rescue in North Carolina, right?
Do you know why it's probably popular now? To why they made money? Because of Joe Erotica, Tiger Whatever. King?
That's such BS. Tigers were cool. Back when I was, apparently you were like 3 and you were still in diapers, okay?
What were they on Seinfeld?
Yeah, I think there was a tiger on Seinfeld.
Well, whatever. All I know is that the only reason that those things are popular is because of the Tiger King. So you actually owe Tiger King for your popular shoes.
You know what? I'm going to rock these shoes all the time. I think I'm going to go buy a second pair just to
freak. You should.
I'm going to buy you a pair.
You should get a blonde mullet and you'll be there.
I'm going to punch you. Remember, if you want a sticker, one down, five up sticker.
Yep, share, like.
Share, and
drop us a message.
A comment in our Instagram or Facebook, YouTube, and Kyle will get you with you on a DM and get your information.
Yeah,
I'll work otherwise, this is Happy, and you've listened to another wonderful episode of One Down, Five Up.
We hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you guys next time. Joe,
see ya.
You say something.
Please. Oh, yeah, bye. See you later. This is Joe, not the Tiger King, Joe.